never seen one up close.
What are you, nuts?
Don't be a weenie. It's been up there for months. It's empty.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to knock down that hornet's nest.
Oh, yeah. That's a big...
What?
Just stop, all right?
Stop what?
Hey, isn't that a... I warned you, man.
Chickens, nothing's gonna happen.
You better not have that thing with you.
What if I did?
I'd make you sit on it.
You're just scared.
Quinn, you got a story?
Yeah, I got a story. It's about messing with things that shouldn't be messed with.
Like a hornet's nest?
Worse, like life and death. Sometimes things are the way they are for a reason, and if you try to change that, you're gonna get burned. And just one thing the people in my story learned, it's that if you go looking for trouble, chances are you're gonna find it. Submitted for the approval of the Midnight Society, I called this story The Tale of the Reanimator.
Mr. Doyle, just in time. What do you think? Mr. Doyle?
Oh, Julie, I'm sorry. My mind is somewhere else. Any problems?
Yeah, actually.
Well, good, good, good. I'm going to be in my workshop. Don't disturb me, all right?
Well, what happened to these plants? They're dead.
Are you sure she's even working today?
My sister works here every day. What did you see?
Oh, right. Downstairs in Mr. Doyle's workshop, he took this blue stuff and dripped it on this plant, and then it started coming back to life and moving around like some kind of spider monster or something. It was unbelievable.
Oh. Okay, I get it. You do?
Yeah.
April Fool's, right?
No, that is the weakest April Fool's joke I have ever heard. That is so lame, I thought there's no way that could be an April Fool's joke. That's how bad it was.
It's not a joke.
Nice try, Jules.
Yeah. Anyway, Mom and Dad are going out. Pizza, all right?
Yeah, sure.
Extra cheese, half pepperoni, half spider monster plants.
See you later.
Peter?
I'm sorry, Jules. He made me do it.
You creeps!
Hey, just getting you back.
For what?
For trying to fool us with that dumb monster plan story. If you're gonna do April Fools, do it right.
But it's not a joke! Come on, I'll show you.
Would you just give it up? You're way out of your league. Come on, Jake.
Look, just let it go, all right? We were joking around.
But I can prove it! And you ruined my bonsai tree! Mr. Doyle? Mrs. Doyle.
Why didn't you tell me you were interested in my experiments?
Well, you've been kind of... I mean, things have been kind of weird. And the motion detector...
Come on. If you're that interested, I'll show you. Well, I know the rig door is a little much. But you see, I don't want my competitors knowing what I'm up to.
I'm really embarrassed.
Don't be. All you had to do was ask.
Okay. What are you doing down here?
An experiment. You could call it kind of a super fertilizer. Now, just watch. You see, when the chemical touches the dead cells, it stimulates the nuclei to create DNA.
coming back to life.
It's reality.
Unreal.
Now look at that. It's like it knows what's helping you to regenerate.
What's the gooey stuff?
Oh, it's a harmless byproduct.
If you can reanimate plants, can you reanimate other things?
It's late. Time to go. I'll see you after school tomorrow.
Right. After school. Tomorrow. Good night. I know, but it's that stuff I told you about. It works. It's real. It brings stuff back from the dead. And I think Mr. Doyle's gonna try and use it on his wife. She died last year.
I'm only going along with this because I cut up your little tree.
I'm telling you, he's got this, like, shrine to his wife.
She died?
About a year ago. And that stuff I told you about, it regenerates DNA. I'm telling you, he's gonna do it. He's gonna bring his wife back from the dead.
Okay. So where's the punchline?
See?
How'd you get him to play along?
Shh.
So much for your April Fool's gag.
It's not a gag. This stuff really works. It brings stuff back from the dead.
Okay, let's wake somebody up then.
No! Peter, stop it!
In loving memory, nah. Rest in peace, nah.
Peter, stop! I'm serious!
Come on, Pete, this isn't cool. May he be forgiven. Sounds like a bad dude.
Don't!
Rise and shine!
Stop it! Enough with this April Fool's stuff, all right? It's getting too weird.
Well, she started it!
Nothing's gonna happen. It only works on plants. There's no proof that... Peter? Peter?
What?
Is Jake outside?
What's the matter?
There's something outside the window.
Getting old.
Call us when the pizza gets here.
Jake, I'm not April fooling around.
Sure, Jules.
Hey, pizza guy? Okay, April Fool's.
About time it got here. I'm starving.
No! Don't open it!
Where is he?
No! Don't go out there!
Hello? Pizza dude?
It's not the pizza guy. It's the guy from the grave that you poured that stuff on.
Would you give me a break?
You know, I don't think she's kidding.
I'm not! Would you guys listen to me? This is not an April Fool's joke!
Don't you start, too. I'm not falling for it.
Peter, she's not kidding.
Oh, what? Now I'm supposed to turn around and see... Oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. You didn't tell me this stuff actually worked.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, but this is an April Fool's joke.
You keep telling yourself that. And in the meantime, there's a zombie on the loose.
May he be forgiven. And he's a bad zombie, too.
Okay, so what are we gonna do?
Mr. Doyle, he'll know.
What is that?
It's the goo that... What's keeping him alive?
So give it to him!
No!
Okay, slow down. It's not coming. She's right, you know. We can't just give it the stuff. We've got to stop it.
So let's find your boss, then.
Water.
Yeah, so?
That's how Mr. Doyle killed the plant. He poured water on it. Cold water from the freezer.
All right, so all we got to do is get the zombie to step in this puddle, right?
I think we need a little bit more water than that.
Is there a hose at Mr. Doyle's?
Yeah. And it's freezing cold out here.
Okay, come on. Hey, where's the faucet?
On the side.
All right, I got it.
What if that boy doesn't come?
He'll come all right.
Maybe he doesn't know where we are.
He knows. This is what you want, isn't it?
Okay, you're on.
No, we're not.
Oh, hang on. Come on, man. Okay, you got it.
What took you so long?
Easy, man. We got him, didn't we?
All he did was take some cold water from the freezer. He went inside to get some ice cold water.
Julie? You ever look in here?
Hot. It's a hot box. It wasn't cold water, it was hot water that killed the chemicals.
Right. So all you have to do is wait around till next summer.
Someone needs to hide inside the hot box.
I'll do that.
As soon as the zombie comes in here, lure him inside. Jake and I'll hide and close the door behind you.
What? With me inside?
The heat should stop it.
Should?
No, watch out for the laser beam!
What's going on?
I think I'm gonna puke.
What have I done?
I'm sorry, Mr. Doyle. This is my fault.
No, this is my fault. It's wrong to meddle with fate. This experiment is over.
I gotta tell you, when I saw that costume, I thought it was history.
Yeah, that was pretty cool, Jules.
And you know what that means.
What?
I got you last, April Fools.
The end.
Good one.
I'm scared.
I declare this meeting of the Midnight Society closed.
I'm gonna get that nest.
Wait, what was that?
It's the fire.
No, it sounds like...
like bees!
The nest! Bad bees! Run! Wait! That's where the nest is!